All right, there you go. The artist is Nostalgia, and the song is called Stockholm Syndrome. You heard it first right here on member-supported radio. We are KX93.5 right here in Laguna Beach. And Cassandra Nostalgia is here with us in studio right now. How are things?
Really good. Thank you for asking.
Thank you for being here. What do you think of our little studios and our little operation here so far?
Very nice. I like it here. Nice view, too.
Absolutely. That's why I jump out of bed every morning and I come to work, and I couldn't be happier to do this, especially talking to artists. It's definitely a big perk of the job. Originally, you are from where?
Well, I was born out here, but I spent time in Iran, and I have a pretty funky background.
Really?
Yeah.
A funky background in music? Or just in general?
In general, yes. In general, just a lot of different nationalities in my family.
And what brought you to the United States in the first place?
Well, I was born out here, but my father had a job, you know, out here.
Right.
So it's not that exotic.
So there you go. Excuse me for not knowing the past Nostalgia work. But from what I understand, there's an EP floating around which was self-produced and totally independently put out, right?
Yeah, well, it's not floating around anymore, uh-huh. But it was floating around one time.
Really? Why did you decide to kind of put that one on the shelf?
Well, some of the songs are going to be found again on this new album coming out, so I didn't really want them out there until it comes out remixed, you know.
Well, let's talk about that. I guess the three tracks that I have, the one that we just played is on the upcoming LP, tentatively scheduled to be available to everybody in March, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very excited to have the exclusive, and basically I may very well be the first radio station to be playing this stuff, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the production quality is great. I understand all of this stuff is self-produced, which is amazing.
Yes.
Where's all this stuff been, you know, written and recorded?
My home.
Really?
Yes.
So you're like a tech person and an engineer as well?
Well, I wouldn't call myself a genius engineer. I'm definitely not as good as my bandmate. My bandmate is an amazing engineer, mm-hmm. and I kind of just get to be crazy and he gets to lock it down.
Let's talk about your bandmate real fast, and I guess the inception of this whole Nostalgia project which is going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Who is your drummer? Where did you meet him? And at what point did you guys realize you had really something special going on here?
His name is Roy Ginnan, and I met him on Craigslist.
Really?
Really. I had posted a really rude ad on Craigslist just saying what I was looking for, and I hadn't put a picture or music up or anything like that. I just said what I was looking for, and, you know, like basically don't waste my time. And he responded. He was one of the people that responded, and he sent his music, and it was beautiful. And then I sent him some of my music, and I didn't want to meet up until we had written a song together.
Uh-huh.
Until at least we worked on something together. I sent him a track, and then he sent me a track, and we ended up finishing this song called Golden Horse, and then I agreed to meet with him in person, and I did. And after that, we just said, all right, we're going to do this
record. You could probably put together a whole record of not even meeting him, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's amazing that the technology is there. That's the whole... What is it, the Ben Gibbard Postal Service thing,
right,
where you guys are mailing tracks back and forth or whatever. This is Cassandra Nostalgia in our Pearl Street studios on member-supported radio. I saw some of your videos and, you know, the spoken word stuff and the live performances and stuff like that. And immediately, you know, I'm thinking of front women of the past like Patti Smith, who it's almost like performance art, you know? Patti Smith fell off the stage, like doing her whirling dervish thing, you know, somewhere, I think, in Florida, but totally getting into the art of it and the performance. Do people talk about that with you?
Oh, yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
Who do they generally compare you to?
You mean my presence or the music?
The stage presence.
The stage presence? I'm so bad with names, but I have gotten Patti Smith before, and somebody else said something. I mean, just in general, I think people get really frightened when I perform, you know, because it's not like I lose myself and I don't really know what the hell's happening up there.
So when you meet somebody and you tell them you're a musician, they ask you what sort of music you play, what do you tell them?
I hate that question, but I try to be gentle with it. I just say, you know, it's like a mixture of electronic and organic music. It's like based in emotion, you know. Sometimes it's not even music to me, but it's just like in emotion that's captured in a musical way.
Right on. Well, I'd love to play another track off the upcoming record if that would be agreeable to you, and then I'd love to talk about more things. Is that cool?
Sure.
All right, the song we're about to play is called Cool for Chaos. Now, you put this out on your own on that EP, which is no longer available to the public, but you remixed it or remastered it from what I understand.
Some of those songs are going to be, yeah, remixed and remastered.
Right, and it'll be on the record available in March. The song is called Cool for Chaos. Can you give us kind of a storyteller's type of moment with this song?
Oh, gosh. But, okay, I have my thoughts on giving backgrounds and backdrops, because I think that when I listen to music, I completely personalize it. So I love being able to personalize it. So I never really give stories about the song, because I think that then it kind of ruins it for people. So, you know, it just is what it is.
Can I ask you this? On the upcoming record, what are some of the themes that you have been writing about, you know?
There's one thematic concept that goes throughout the record, and it's called Chrysalis, a Chrysalis, and the sound of a moth is fluttering through the record, and the title of it is going to be Chrysalis. So that's a thematic concept, being kind of bound up in something, you know, like Stockholm Syndrome too, being completely fascinated and in love with your captor. So the imagery of a chrysalis and a moth is very prominent in the record.
Okay, we're going to play it right now, and then more from our Pearl Street studios right after this. This is a musician and poet and very talented Cassandra Nostalgia in our Pearl Street studios. The song is called Cool for Chaos.
Thank you. they say, shove yourself down with, but wait, how you could with chaos?
You could call it art rock, you could call it chill wave, whatever you want to call it. It is new from Nostalgia. Cool for Chaos was that particular song off the brand new record, which is available sometime in March. And Nostalgia is here in our Pearl Street studios. The I Am Robot Hear Me Glitch LP, you said it's been out for a couple years now, right?
It was out, yes. That one is pulled down too.
That one's pulled down as well?
Yes.
Really? Was there quite a deal of touring after that record came out a couple years ago?
No, we hadn't done anything. I mean, it really was the first thing that I had ever put out and Roy had ever put out with me. So it was just like, we just wrote a record and then, well, what do you do then? Like, we didn't know.
So prior to this Nostalgia project,
right,
you weren't really doing much musically at all, but you were always into poetry.
Yes.
Right. And was there ever an outlet for you to get up on stage to perform spoken word and or poetry? Or is this whole music thing just an outlet for you to kind of do that?
I never really did spoken word, I guess. I was just kind of like locked up in my cave writing poetry. I never really dived into that.
Mm-hmm. So something happened down the road where you were itching to do your music thing, and how did that even come about?
Well, I had been a dancer for many years, and one day I just decided I wasn't going to do that anymore because it wasn't enough for me. I wanted something that was not as limiting, mm-hmm. and I knew I wanted to express myself more. And I got kicked out of my house, and then I started living in this piano room on campus, which I wasn't supposed to be doing, but I was doing anyway because I wanted to teach myself how to play piano.
Wow.
So I was living there for a while, and and I had just figured out that I kind of could sing. So it's like, all right, I'm not so bad. And just started writing songs on the piano. And then after a little while of doing that, I said, well, you know, I really want to get someone else involved because I wanted it to be lush. I wanted like an orchestral feel, and I was starting to teach myself how to play guitar, and then eventually I got a harp, and I was writing on harp. So,
wow. So, how many instruments do you play on this upcoming record?
Guitar, harp, and piano. And not mandolin, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't remember.
So you might go home and, if you're itching to write down something or create a song, it might start on the piano, the mandolin, the guitar, the harp, or wherever.
Yeah, I get bored with instruments really easily, and new instruments inspire new songs, so I tend to like pick up new instruments all the time.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the spoken word thing that you are in fact doing, and you're doing it what, every other week? You're posting something on your YouTube account. Is that the case?
I'm trying to do it every other week. This time around, I couldn't because I was kind of in music video hell. But I am going to be doing it every other week, every other Monday, and it's a series called Pink Skinned Reptilians.
Pink Skinned Reptilians.
Yes.
All right, fair enough.
Not plural, singular.
Reptilian.
Yes.
Okay, and that's the series, and you have that poetry available for people to really view and listen to,
mm-hmm.
Up on your website. And you do have a presence online. Where can people find your stuff?
stuff, like the music?
Like the music and the links and the merch and the t-shirts and the records.
Nostalgiamusic.com, but it's spelled with an H because it's kind of funky. It's NostalgiaMusic.com.
And you were very nice to tweet at us earlier today, and we appreciate that. Hopefully we have a lot of new listeners here listening to our community station. Who are you on Twitter, and where can people tweet at you?
I think I'm Nostalgia Music on Twitter, right? Yeah.
I think so. Nostalgia with an H in there.
Yes.
Absolutely. Again, we are member-supported radio. If you're new to this station, thank you so much for paying attention. We are an independent entity here in Southern California. You could donate. You could be a member of the station, and all the details are online up on kx935.com. Art rock is what you may very well be calling this thing. Another artist who's out there right now. Have you heard of the Bosnian Rainbows Project?
Didn't we play with them? Yeah.
Oh, did?
Yeah, we opened for them.
Terry Genderbender is another captivating front woman.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
she's
and
cool.
Immediately when I saw your stuff, that was kind of who I reminded me of a little bit.
Awesome.
But again, you're your own person, an artist through and through. You're even doing your own album art and stuff. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you may go home and just, I don't know, on an easel, maybe make a picture. Is that,
I paint all the time.
Do you paint all the time? Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Well, I cannot wait to see the album art. And there's little teasers and stuff, right? I mean, the t-shirt you designed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you can find that up on your website as well.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else to say hi to out there while we have you here in our studio?
Hi.
Again, this is Nostalgia here on Member Supported KX93.5. Happy to really be debuting these tracks before the general public gets to hear them. The new record is coming out sometime in March. And you think your drummer and your cellist are listening right now?
Yes, I will say hello to them. Hello,
Roy. Hello, everybody.
And hello, Adele.
So I guess we talked off the air to kind of recreate the sound of the record. Eventually, I mean, you traveling with a three-piece is perfect, right?
Right.
And the only shows down the line is some huge music festival in Australia?
Yes.
How did that happen? And who else is playing that festival, do you know?
Oh, God. Green Day, Alice in Chains.
Wow, that's kind of gnarly.
Yeah, a lot of, like, heavy rockers.
Yeah.
And as I was saying before, I'm the only female on the festival, like, female front woman, so that's kind of funny to me. I like it.
That's a several-day festival out in Australia I was looking at.
Yeah.
And then after that, aspirations to tour, you know,
definitely we will go
the
on
new
tour.
Music sometime after March or
mm-hmm.
something.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, you got to keep us in the loop musically with any and all things Nostalgia.
Will do.
And we'd be happy to get the word out.
Awesome.
I guess right now we're going to play the official single off the upcoming record. The song is called You and I. You played a lot of music parts in this thing, and who's your drummer again?
Roy Ginnan.
Right on. Well, so far so good, and you should be very proud of this stuff because it sounds pretty damn good to us.
Thank you.
All right, we'll wrap it up right after this. New now from Nostalgia. The song is called You and I.
You and I. We can untangle all the wired minds and bring the fables from one-dimensional rhyme. We'll backtrack. You and I, we've had a share of fake moons and sighs, and I think it's time that you and I start screaming for real. I think I'm starting to love you too much. I know I should say how it feels to be in your car. The smell of seats, the smell of driving far away from here. And I should know that you do watch me from the corners of your corner eyes, how they glow and gloss every color to see. I think I'll start to love you. If you leave me here, with all these humans in my growing fears. I might just crumble, might just find my tears growing out of their own. Yeah, if you disappear like some magician with a haunting sneer, you see my face in every broken beer, making land of its own. Cause I sink home, stand to love you. Yeah, I sink down, stand to love you. I sink home, stand to love you. What's your wife?
There you go. The song is called You and I. Nostalgia is the artist. Nostalgia is still hanging out with us in our Pearl Street studios. There's a video coming out for that particular song soon.
Yeah, it's probably in like the next week.
Yeah, who did you recruit or commission to help you film that?
Nico Sonberg. I think is how you pronounce her name.
Yeah.
Nico. Yes. She worked on it with me.
Who is that?
She's a director. Mm-hmm. That directs music videos.
Now, you have your hand in so many things with the poetry, with the art, with the music.
Yes.
Did you have a say in how the video would go?
Of course.
Of course. Is it all your vision?
No, I don't want to say that. No.
No? Collaborative effort, maybe, with a bunch of other people.
You know, anytime you're working with other people, it's always a collaboration. Even if you have a very strong vision, it would be egocentric and ill-hearted to say that it's all yours. I think that when you're working with other people, you have to understand that you're working with other people.
Yeah.
You know?
This is Cassandra Nostalgia, an artist through and through. You guys could find her work online. There's a bunch of stuff going on her, not only Facebook and Twitter feeds or whatever, but on your website, which is nostalgiamusic.com.
Yes.
Is that what we decided
yes.
it was?
Yeah. Yes.
You can see all the videos, all the basically everything up on there. Anything to touch on? What would you like to say to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Nostalgia thus far?
Hello.
Hello. Absolutely. Well, again, you gotta keep us in the loop with any and all things regarding the band. Hopefully, you know, you could come through as you're sweeping through Southern California on this upcoming tour. Make some time for us again.
Will do.
Thank you for being so cool. Thank you for being a talker. And we wish you well in your future endeavors, Nostalgia.
Thank you.
You got it. We're member-supported radio. KX 93.5.
KX 93.5 is happy to offer your business...